Lesson 48, Come Unto Christ, from the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide, Moroni chapter 7 through 8, and Moroni chapter 10. Moroni chapter 7 through 8 contains teachings of Moroni's father Mormon. Moroni chapter 10 contains Moroni's final written testimony. Mormon referred to the members of the church as peaceable followers of Christ. Moroni chapter 7 verse 3. On what basis did Mormon make this judgment? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 4 through 5. How do we become peaceable followers of Christ? Moroni closes record with a few words by way of exhortation. Moroni chapter 10, verse 2. The word exhort means to advise or urge strongly. As you study Moroni chapter 10, you may want to mark the word exhort each time it appears. Ponder the meaning and importance of Moroni's exhortations in this chapter. What did Moroni teach about spiritual gifts? See Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 19. How does Moroni's exhortation to come unto Christ reflect the entire message of the Book of Mormon? Moroni chapter 10, verses 30 and 32. In what specific ways has this year's study of the Book of Mormon helped you come unto Christ? Suggestion for family discussion. Bear your testimony of the Book of Mormon and invite family members to do the same. Then read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. The Book of Mormon is studied in our Sunday school and seminary classes every fourth year. This four-year pattern, however, must not be followed by church members in their personal and family study. We need to read daily from the pages of the book that will get a man nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. In Conference Report, October 1988, page 3, or Ensign, November 1988, page 4. Encourage family members to continue studying the Book of Mormon and sharing it with others. End of Lesson 48, Come Unto Christ, from the Book of Mormon Class Member Study Guide.